Greetings to the congregation. I hope that in the past week, God has given you peace and all are doing well. One more time, we meet each other online to worship God. And the title of today's message is Temptation Can Come Out of Nowhere. The scripture for today's message is Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, but God did say, you will not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. Then the man of his wife heard the sound of God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. A key verse in Psalm chapter verse 10. "He does not treat us as our sins deserve, but repay us according to our iniquities." Let's read the key verse again. "He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to his iniquities, to our iniquities." Let's turn our heart toward God and listen to word. The title of today is Temptation Can Come Out of Nowhere. Temptation can come out of nowhere. Philosophy Pascal said like this: there are only two kinds of people. The righteous who believe themselves a sinner, and the sinners who believe themselves righteous. We know this may happen in our lives. Then an illustration about one day, God was looking down at earth and saw all the evil that was going on. He decided to send an angel and pick out the best one and send down to earth to check it out. When this angel came to earth and examined, and he reported back to God saying, "It is really bad on earth, full of evil. There must be 95% is bad, and only 5% is good." And he thought for a moment, and maybe God sent a second angel to get another point of view, so to see if this angel has a different view from the first one. So God called another angel and sent him to earth for time two. When the angel returned and went to God and told him, "Yes, the earth is declining. 95% is bad. Full of evil things. 95 is bad, and only 5% is good." And according to that, God decided to send an email to the 5% that were good, hoping that those email could encourage them, give them a little something to help them keep going. Do you know what the email said? It's a very short email. It says, "We are all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned
falling short of the glory of God. Our flesh causes disappointment, and the devil is trying to tempt us, but we are not recognizing that we are fighting with ourselves every day. We are fighting with ourselves. Pascal, once again, I borrow from his word. There are two kind of people in the church today. One that is very strong and think that they are very weak in faith, and that's only 5%. And there's a second kind that are very weak, but always think they are strong, and that's 95% of the church. Which type do we belong in the church of Christ? To defend for ourselves before the temptation that can come out of nowhere. May the word of God teach us and lead us in his truth. Let's all turn our hearts toward God for prayer. Dear our Heavenly Father, the God of heaven and earth, our Creator, you have a good plan for each of us, but our sins have separated us from you. Though you have sent your Son to die for our sins, to save many of us, oh, the temptation, it will come by surprise, and many of us stumble. Dear Lord, this morning, use your word to encourage us. Teach us the moment where the devil can tempt us. So by your grace, we can keep ourselves to be better as a servant of God. May the Holy Spirit teach me too, so that I can share this with the congregation. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear congregation, in Psalm 103, our key verse, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. And if God does not accept sin, we would not be in existence today. We want to think about 3 points about this message this morning. That temptation can occur anytime. The first point is the temptation can come when we are alone. The second point is temptation can occur when we are proud. And the third point, temptation can come when we have a strong desire. So we will sequentially examine each of these points. First, when we are by ourselves. So the serpent was the most crafty of all the wild animals. When God created Adam and Eve, they had a relationship. They worked together. They have all the activity together. They are beside each other. But there's one moment that Eva find herself alone. The conversation here let us see that between the serpent and Eva, and without Adam being present, that tells us that Eva has found herself a moment by her alone. She was walking by herself, and the devil used the opportunity to tempt Eva. Verse 1 says, now the servant was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. Maybe this is not according to God's purpose. In chapter 1, in verse 25, in the sixth day, God created all the wild animals of the earth. He created each one according to their type, even the one crawling on the earth. And God saw all those are good, and all of His creation, all is good in the eyes of God. But now, the Bible says, a serpent is a crafty animal. So, that craftiness, where does it come from? This craftiness is a serpent. It's not the serpent, it is from the devil, is the enemy of God. It's using the creation of God to express their craftiness, their deceitfulness. All the creature that God made. And the devil is there to cause us to be the enemy of God. And here, Eva is walking by herself in the garden without Adam being there. And this is the opportunity for the devil to tempt Eve. This reminded us that when we are alone, that's when it's easy for the devil to tempt us. When Jesus was tempted, it's the same way. Have the baptism, the Holy Spirit brought Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted. That's a place where there's nobody there, the wilderness. Jesus did not come there by himself, but the Holy Spirit caused him to be there. When Jesus was put there, there is a purpose. There is something in God's plan. When God put us in a situation, there is a purpose for each one of us. Now, we are in a quarantine condition. That is because of this COVID-19 pandemic. This is engulfing the world. It has an influence for the whole world. In many months past, we have to accept this quarantine condition. This quarantine is for the purpose of preventing contracting the virus. But there's one thing. Maybe many of us, we are getting used to this lifestyle of being quarantined. Just when we are comfortable with this lifestyle by ourselves, we feel comfortable because in our worship of God, we don't have a lot of obligations anymore. Before, every Sunday, we prepare to worship God. The worship is according to a particular time. But sometimes we have to put aside our business to worship God on Sunday. So we come to the sanctuary to worship God. And today, when we are in this condition, the quarantine condition, we do not have the same obligation. Few of us, we can worship online like this. We can worship God, but we can see each other on this media. Many of us don't have the ability to join in this media. When we don't worship together physically, we don't have the obligations the same way. We can stay home. We can sleep a little bit more. If we can do something, we can do it. We forgot that Sunday is a time of worship and rest. Because the sermon can be posted online, on website, anytime we can watch the video. We don't feel that we are not missing worshiping God together. I can hear the message. When we are in this lifestyle, we don't have to prepare to go to church. Before, we have to wake up early, maybe have breakfast, or iron the clothes, or prepare the car, prepare our children. We have to choose the kind of clothes for them to wear to come into the sanctuary of God. But in today's quarantine condition, we're not concerned about that. Every movement, we can worship God in our pajamas or lying in bed, open up the messenger. It's so easy. There is no obligation for us to do anything more. And in this present condition, maybe we are not obligated to offer to God as though we are in church. So there was announcement to continue to send offering to the church with the address posted online. Or we can get the treasurer and send a check to our treasurer. Do we still keep the tithing and offering to God each week? Or this is a time that we don't need to do that anymore? And tithing has become forgotten or can be delayed. And recently the governing board has created an easier way for us to offer, to do it online using credit card. And I'm not sure how many is using this facility to bring offering to God. But we feel very comfortable. We have no obligation to bring our offering any. And I think that the most comfortable thing is that being alone, we will not have any issue with other people. Nobody will talk about us. Nobody will bother us. Nobody will complain about us or condemn us. We can do anything. All these things that I tell you, are these things that you are experiencing yourself today. I want to say these things so that though we are in a quarantine condition, but God's will for us is that we are in the church. God desires a unity of the church. And He is very concerned about church unity. We can feel comfortable now, but we forgot one thing, that God is that. So, the Word of God let us know the danger when we are alone. In Ecclesiastes, verse 9 and 10, two are better than one, verse 9, because they have a good return of their labor. In verse 10, if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. When we are by ourselves, that's the opportunity for the devil to attack us. But the Bible says, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. When we worship together physically, we can talk to each other. Others can understand our situation. And the pastor can encourage us. And each one of us, I need you, and also you would need me. And when we are separated like this, we are facing a temptation that can come out of nowhere. Whatever happened to Eve, not just a conversation, it is a temptation. Eve didn't the strength of these words from the serpent, the devil. It went into her ear, into her mind, and down into her heart. And these words from the devil caused Eve to do according what the devil wants her to do. There are many things that are happening in our lives. Maybe just a conversation with someone. Maybe an activity that we participate in. Anything that happened in our life, God can interfere to make it become good. But the devil, they use this opportunity to cause to fall. When we are alone, when we feel comfortable, when we are the place, the wilderness of our soul, the devil will come and tempt us. Has come to me, the devil can come to you. Just like the devil has tempted Eve when she was walking by herself. Those private times. What is the devil is tempting us in those times when we are alone right now, when we could not physically worship with each other at the church. Be careful. These times that we are alone, when we are alone, it's the opportunity for the temptation to come to us. The second point is that temptation can come when we are proud of ourselves. The devil put a word, a question, does God not allow you to eat any fruit of the garden? In the particular question, Eve did not realize that she fell into the trap when she answered the question. Eve has a proud answer. No, we may eat fruit from the trees of the garden. There are many beautiful fruits in the garden. And even the tree of life. So all the trees are helpful to give them strength in their life. There's only one tree. Eve did not know what that tree is for. There's only one. Eve answered. For God knows. I'm sorry. Eva said, God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. Eve did not, wasn't concerned with that kind of tree. Eve did not pay attention to God was instructing her. It doesn't matter. I have more trees than I can use. That's God's tree. I don't care about that, Eve thought. Because I have everything that I need. When he talked to the serpent, say, God, say, you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it. The serpent said, no, you will not die. When the devil tempted Jesus, he put Jesus on the height of the temple and asked him, why don't you throw yourself down? And this temptation is more meaningful when the devil used the Bible. The Bible says, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And the devil used this to tempt Jesus even from the Bible. So a Bible verse can be used by the devil to tempt us, to make us fall into the trap. There are many stories in the Bible to let us know that in the time of arrogance, the devil can tempt us. Samson has been used by God, but he did not know that the devil has caused him to be very proud because of his strength. Nobody can conquer him. But he was conquered by the Dalila. The Bible tells about the story about David was being proud because he was so successful. Now his officers can fight in place of him. And at the time of this arrogance, David committed sin with a woman. Solomon, son of David. God has loved Solomon and gives Solomon wisdom, richness, more than any king before or after Solomon. Solomon didn't realize in this, all this blessing, all his love from the Gentiles has caused him to fall, to be farther away from God's grace. Peter, an apostle of Jesus, that had been trusted by Jesus, but he didn't realize in his time of moment of proudness, he has denied Jesus 3 times. Before the very common people, Judah Iscariot, another apostle of Christ, that he was selected to be a treasurer, Jesus trusted and gave him the responsibility to keep the amount of money for all the apostles. In his moment of proudness, he didn't realize that he became a betrayer of Jesus. In all those stories, even outside, when we are in a moment of being proud, in this arrogance about our success, nobody thinks that we can fall. Nobody thinks that at this height of richness of success, we can disappoint God. But at that point, the devil can easily tempt us. The devil can bring us to the height of our arrogance. And finally, the devil will whisper in our ears, throw yourself down. The devil did not push us, only to whisper in our ears, to throw ourselves down. When we are tempted, along with all the things that make sense, may make sense. For the devil can make us feel comfortable to do the things that the devil wants us to do. Back in the old days, when Eve was in the garden, they were created, Adam and Eve, by God. They are the breath of life. They have the authority to oversee everything in the garden. They were not concerned with that particular tree. they are satisfied with all of the trees. They're satisfied with what they have. But the devil has seized the opportunity that the one that they don't have to throw themselves down. Dear congregation, last week I have talked to a friend of mine. This is a friend that treated me as a best friend and respected me very much. In this conversation with my friend, I have proposed certain things that that person didn't agree with me. But I continue to want my own idea to be accepted by this friend. I think that when this person loves me and respects me, that person will accept whatever I propose to this friend. It's a short conversation, only a few minutes, but I must say, that person has accepted whatever I propose so that I can win after I ended the conversation. I feel like I was on the top of the steeple and falling down. I feel disappointed. I feel hurt. Maybe God is telling me, that person, that wind that you want, has brought you something of importance, and does it satisfy you? I was really sad. I could not sleep. I could not eat. The next day, another friend texted me, attached is an image. The title of that image is Loser. I didn't understand what that message meant. I didn't understand why that picture came to me. Nothing on the image but the word loser. And when I look at this image, I was crushed. That image, just like when Nathan pointed to David saying, you, David, is a loser. I feel that image just like it's a whisper that Jesus has whispered into Judah saying, Judah, do you use a kiss to betray the Son of Man? Loser. We are a loser. I felt that that picture just like the eyes of Christ looking at Peter after Peter denied him 3 times. Maybe the eyes of Jesus saying, loser, you have fall down. One more time, I had the opportunity to talk to this friend again. I do continue to keep, I hope that with that person will accept my idea and be a congregation. And this time, he has no reaction. He was quiet to let me win. He was quiet so I can talk and talk and talk about my idea. Afterward, I feel empty inside. I could not sleep. I'm not sure what gain I have when I try to win a conversation. I have lost something. I have lost the respect of my friend. The second loss, I lost myself. Because I could not feel comfortable, could not sleep. But above all, the third point, that I lost the joy that God has given me as a role of a servant of Christ. Adam and Eve, they didn't realize at the time that they'd be pushed away from the garden because they have committed sin against God. This is a place that God created for Adam and Eve. How can they be lost from it? But they didn't realize that one day they were pushed away and forbidden to enter again, because temptation has occurred at the time when they did not realize. We have been created. When they are there, time of arrogance, in the moment of that, they have been tempted. I did not lose my friend, but that respect of my friend may not be the same as before. Because at the time of my arrogance, I thought that person loved me so much, that respected me so much. Whatever I say must be accepted by my friend. The temptation has put me on top of that steeple and asked me to throw myself down, and I did. At this time of quarantine, do you remember things that you can be proud of serving the Lord? We are reminded that the devil can give us the such a temptation out of nowhere when we are feeling successful in our life. Don't think about the sin as being big or small, but think about what we have been blessed when we listen to the words of temptation. When we are at the highest point of our arrogance. The third point, temptation can come when we are in a desiring heart. The devil can know how to play with our desire. The conversation that Eve has with the serpent through this is just not very long. It could be a very short. And the Bible said only one or two verses. But the devil said that you shall not surely die. While God said, don't touch it or you will die. And one day, when you eat the fruit, your eyes will be open. You will become like God. Know the evil from good. All these words has caused the desire within Eve. And the Bible let us know that Eve saw that it was pleasing to the eye and precious, and she took and ate it. Eve did not eat this before. She did not touch it before. Every day, she can see this. This make her feel desiring to eat it. But in this word of the devil, it has put an idea into Eve's mind. This tree is very, seem to be precious and pleasing to the eye. This is the tree that can open her mind. But God said, when you eat, you will surely die. And Eve has took some and ate it and gave it to her husband. The devil didn't pick the fruit for Eve. He only tempt us, make us to have a desire to act according to our desire that has been tainted. The more we talk to the devil, darkness will engulf us, will overtake our mind. Let us forget that God is there. Forget about God's word. Whatever the devil is showing us, it could be precious. It could be pleasing to the eye. Maybe it will open our mind to have knowledge of something. But Eve has forgotten that. When the ministry was alone, that time, the devil has put his idea into Eve's mind. When the devil is successful to put his idea into our mind, our arrogance at the time of loneliness, something happened. Not only did we fall, but the people next to us can be led down the wrong path. Maybe God said, you shall die when we eat it. But Eve and Adam did not die. They did not die. But they didn't know that they are die with respect to God. They died with respect to God at the particular time. And that condition, when they heard God's voice, in the afternoon, God was walking. What is more blessed than to see God in the glory of the garden? But the Bible said, Adam and Eve hid themselves to be away from God's eyes. Their eyes, they were both open. But when they realized that they were naked, they did not realize that they are not wise, as with the serpent said. When they opened their eyes, all they see was shame and nakedness. They have to sew fig leaves together to make crumbs, to cover the shame, to cover the nakedness before God. And behind that, how can we cover from God our wickedness in our heart? The devil can bring us death. Whatever the desire of our heart, it could not be satisfied. And today, we are very comfortable to be tempted, to have entertainment, indulge in all the things of this world instead of concern about the spiritual being or concern about spiritual being of others in the church and around us with our children. From the time when the electronic game become popular or the movies is so popular, we have caused our children to lose their innocence. I think that on the children, even my nephew, my grandson, grandchildren, when they have a game to play, when they have a movie to watch, they can forget about study, about eating. They forget their responsibility given to them from their parents. They even forget about their own relationship with other friends. It doesn't matter who comes. If they have some device of the game, they are very drawn to the game. The old days, we have games like flying kites, or we play ball together. And in Vietnam, we have some simple games that the children play. Sometimes we can have two teams to play ball. Sometimes we jump ropes together or play hide and seek and play the parents and children. And sometimes we are just drawn to something very simple, like a playing a ball in the park. But now all those innocent games has been forgotten by today's generation. When I tell my grandson to go out and play, and that is something very hard for them to do. They rather sit at the console with an iPad or iPhone or a computer or laptop to play games. We as parents do not want the children to see violent movies. But when they are playing games, they fighting games, that in that those games, that you joy to kill the enemies in there, to cause others to be hurt in the fighting game. Parents don't want our children to see horrible picture because they can have nightmare. But in those games, in those games of violence, those image, so very horrible this image, yet they did not have any kind of nightmare. Think about our lives. There is a particular desire that the devil can play with it, right? And then we can be far away from God when we fail. In this story, in chapter 3, though we did not read the part after that, the Bible says, Adam and Eve were pushed out of the garden. God is love. Why did they push Adam and Eve out of the garden that were created for them? Did God hate Adam and Eve? No. God never hated Adam and Eve. Instead, God loved them. The reason that God pushed them out, not because God hated them, but God loved them. Why do we say when God pushed them out that God is loving them? Because when Adam and Eve were created, they were created in the image of God, in the holiness of God, in the goodness perfect of God. But now, in front of God, these two are no longer a perfection before God, fall short of God's glory. If God were to face them, what happened? The holiness of God may destroy them. The anger of God, just like a fire that could consume them. But God pushed them away. What for? So that his anger could not cause them to see that. God has a way to bring his creation to be close to him again. And that is come to God with a sacrifice by faith. The sacrifice by faith, Adam and Eve and their descendants continue to come back to God with a sacrifice by faith. And Seth was born, has come back to God. by the seventh generation. Enoch has walked with God. And by that, the tenth generation, Noah, is also walked with God. They were saved. Noah and his family were spared during the flood. God did not treat us according to our sin that we deserve. God did not repay us according to our iniquities. Many days I was really sad. I was broken. Because I was at the height of the depot of my arrogance. And then I listened to the devil's temptation to throw myself down. But thank God. When I pray with my wife, I read a verse in the Bible. And that verse caused me, God has caused the sun to shine and it's caused the moon to shine at night. He made all the stars. And it has a purpose for our own earth. In Jeremiah, only if this decree vanish from my sight, Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 36 declares, will Israel ever cease being a nation before me? Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel, because all day they have done, declares the Lord. Who can change the physical law that God put together? Only God can change. When the sun still shines, and the moon and the stars can shine at night, Israel will ever become a nation before me. In verse 37, Jesus, the Lord says, this is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundation of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because all they have done, declares the Lord. Who can measure the heavens? Who can search the foundations of the earth? Nobody can do that. Because no one can do it. The Lord said, God will still love Israel even when they commit sin against God. Thanks be to God. All this give us the forgiveness of God is greater than any of our sin. I want to remind you, do not be concerned. This is a small sin or a big sin, but be concerned that we, when what we gain from sinning and what did we lose when we commit sin against God. There's a story about a young person. He was very proud of himself that he would not fall into temptation. He has a strong will. When he lived for God, he would not fall, he told himself. He was proud of. He was taught by a good professor at university. He said, nobody can stand by himself. We still remain today because of God's mercy. the teacher has used an image to talk about to this a pencil. Put a pencil in his hand and told his student, "You can see that I can make the pencil stand out in my palm." "Oh, you cannot do that. It could lie sideways but not stand up on your palm," the student said. And the teacher, "Here, look at me. This pencil is standing by itself on my palm." And the student said, "Why don't you let go the other hand? Will it fall or will it sink?" And then the teacher said, "Do you know that we are standing because God is holding us? And if God let us go, what happened? If we be treated according to our sin, we cannot stand before God. God did not treat us as our sin deserved. For God repay us, does not repay us according to our iniquities. We thanks be to God for His mercy. Be careful of the temptation that can come out of nowhere. When you are alone, when you lacking the fellowship with God, that's when the devil can attack us and tempt us, because temptation can come out of nowhere. Be careful. When we are successful in some respect, we can be proud of our accomplishment. Temptation can come out of nowhere. Please be careful when the devil can put his idea into our mind. When our desire of certain things has been played by the devil. When we take the fruit, forbidden fruit, all our sin can be forgiven. When the Holy Spirit and we deny the Holy Spirit inside of us, reminding us when we commit sin against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. May God have mercy on each of us. Let's pray. Dear God, the one who is loving us, you know our shortcomings. We have been created in your image. You understand the force of darkness that can cause us to fall. Thanks be to God. You have created us for it and a way to solve our sinful condition. That you do not keep your anger with us. You will not repay us according to our iniquities. Thanks be to God. That love that has encouraged my own life, may that also encourage each one of us here. May we remember your love for us, Lord. We can say to you, we will not make the blood of Christ to be useless in our lives. Please help us not to fall into the devil's trap. We lift each one of us here into your hand, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for those listening today. In the next few weeks, it's the first Sunday of the month. We will have the chance to have communion online. I want to remind you to prepare the bread and the cup to represent the body and blood of Christ so that we can participate communion together. To remind us about God's love for us will never be fading. Not to forget. And then we may fall into the devil's trap. May God bless each one of you. Thank you.